Hey there, everybody. It is Wednesday, April 21st, 2010. You are listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
And you are listening to us on WVEW LP 107.7 FM Brattleboro Community Radio. You are also listening to us on clickclickexpose.com. And additionally, we are broadcasting with pride worldwide on Q Nation FM. Welcome back to the show. That's to you.
That's to me. Thanks.
I was all
Did
by
you
myself.
Miss me?
I was all by myself last week. I had to double up the guests just because I was so lonely.
Oh.
But yes, terribly. So you ready? Well, let's kick into the news.
All right.
Except
let's do
can I start with some venting?
Okay, go.
I'm going to start with some venting. So
I'm timing you. You have 1 minute.
Oh, crud. I can do this quickly because I vented about this before, but I strolled on over to advocate.com, which I respect enormously. I love the Advocate. I love what they do.
1 minute.
I think I have way less than that. And one of their lead stories today, the title was Shirtless Soft Serve in New York.
Yes, I did see that.
So the story,
which was sandwiched between which news stories?
The Pope and something about Scott Baio.
Yeah. No, it was Scott Baio's wife.
Sorry, Scott Baio's wife.
It wasn't even
wife.
Scott Baio.
I didn't even take down that story. But so this was the story. Again, it's on the homepage. You're going there. You're like, what is the gay news? What is the biggest gay news that's out there? And you see Shirtless Soft Serve in New York. And it says, the story is, there's a newcomer to the New York street vendor scene. And the Mr. Softy vendor is serving up his ice cream shirtless. That's the story. And so they have this picture of this Mr. Softy guy who's shirtless. And that's big gay news.
And you would think that this would be a slow news week, but in fact...
No.
No.
It was not.
No, it was not.
So, yeah, I just want to kind of urge advocate.com to...
Raise the bar.
Raise the bar and consider what kind of message you're sending if you say this is a gay story. There's a shirtless man. This obviously must be a gay story. But it was only minutes. I feel like it was minutes after we went off the air. See how I say we, even though you weren't here?
Yeah.
It was just me. But it was
I was
we
here
the
in
show.
Spirit.
You were. You texted me during the show.
Yeah, I totally did.
It was mere minutes after we went off the air that President Obama, and this is a move that's been hailed as a huge step towards fairness for same-sex couples, President Obama ordered that all hospitals, nearly all hospitals, allow patients to say who has visitation rights and who can make medical decisions, including gay and lesbian partners. They released a statement last Thursday instructing his Health and Human Services Secretary to draft rules requiring hospitals that receive Medicare and Medicaid payments, which is most hospitals, to grant all parties the right to designate people who can visit and consult with them at crucial moments. But there was
that only helps you if you're conscious.
There's that. And then there was a lot of drama around it. There was a lot of groups that said, well, this is not enough. This is not enough. Great. This very humane act. Thank you very much. But this is not don't ask, don't tell. This is not marriage equality. This is not school bullying. This is something that, yes, we support this. But is this just a token gesture to the gay community?
And yes, it is.
Well, there you go. I think you already answered the poll for tonight. So the poll that was on 365gay.com is Becca, as it always says, Becca, do you think that President Obama's recent order ending discrimination in hospital visitation should have come sooner?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, that is answer number one. Yes, it should have happened sooner. And 64% said yes, it should have happened sooner. 34% said maybe, but Rome wasn't built in a day, and this is a giant step for LGBT rights. And 2% said no, I think the president took an appropriate amount of time to enact these guidelines. So a lot of frustration. I gotta be thinking that the press secretary there was just either they were not anticipating this reaction, which is a little bit naive, but I have to think that there were folks sitting around in the White House thinking, this is going to make those gays so happy. Those gays are going to be so happy. And then when they weren't, they're like, oh, those gays. So
we just can't do anything that makes them
we
happy.
We just can't do anything.
Can't please them.
So we are going to play. Tonight's music is all off a CD called Popcorn by tonight's guest, Tammy Brown. This is a song called The Tammy Brown Blues. Enjoy.
I'm begging, I please, and I ask you now. I'll take take off my wig. I'll put away my dresses. I'll be the boy you want me to be. I'll be the man you want me to be. I beg and I plead and I get on my knee. I crawl and I beg for more. Begging for trouble, I'm begging for more. You have me spinning, spinning around. I'll wipe off the rouge, I'll take off my lips. Be the man you want me to be, I'll be the boy. Comes around, he knocks me down. I don't know why, I don't know why. I plead, I beg, I sit and I cry. Oh man, no man, no reason why. He is the man I can't deny. I'm gonna be the man he wants me to be. Dun 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 dun. On my knees, I'm begging you, begging you, begging you, please, 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 be there tonight. Please, please, I won't look a fright. I'm begging you, begging you, begging you, please. I'm on my knees, I'm on my knees. He's gonna come home, he'll knock me around. I'll make him some supper, I'll pour him a beer. I'm on my knees, I'm on. That's the way it's gonna be. I love that man, I don't know why. I'm gonna be there till I die, until I die. Oh, set me free. I'm on my knees, I'm on my knees. And I please and I beg and I please and I'm on my knees, I'm on my knees. Now can't you see me? I'm on my knees. Is that all you got? Is this all I need? I'm on my knees. I don't know why, but I'm gonna stand up. I'm gonna tell you why. I'm out the door. I have my rouge on, got my hips, I have my wig. Ready, the car is taking me really far out of this place.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. I am thinking it is time to welcome a guest. What do you
think? I'm ready. How about you?
Guest, are you ready to be welcomed?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, look at that. Yay. So our next guest, she truly needs no introduction, but I'm going to give her one anyway, because that's what we do. She is an entertainer. She's an actor. She sashayed away on RuPaul's Drag Race way earlier than I wanted her to. And although I must say, as I have said earlier on different shows, although I adore Jade and Angina, who have previously been on the show, I am an unabashed Tammy Brown fanatic. And just last year, Tammy released her CD Popcorn, which is available on iTunes. We're going to be playing it all night long, which Out Magazine described as charming. And here is the very charming Tammy Brown. Welcome to This Show Is So Gay.
Welcome.
Hola. Hello, everybody. That's low in Spanish.
Thanks for the translation.
Tammy, how are you doing out in California?
I'm doing pretty good out here in California. The weather's rather chilly today and blowing all over the place.
Oh boy.
Wow. Uh-huh. Blow your wigs off.
It wouldn't be the first time today, Tammy.
Oh, well, watch out. It's like on that movie Goodfellas when the guys with the helicopters and the wigs blowing around. doesn't blow his toupee off.
Oh, Tammy, it is a treat to have you on the show. I'm thrilled that you are our guest this evening.
Thank you, thank you. I'm happy to be a guest.
Yes, and Ken's a little obsessed with RuPaul's Drag Race.
I am. I'm obsessed.
You want me watching? You watching the new season?
I am watching the new season. We're going to talk about the new season. Actually, we're going to talk about the new season right now.
We are. We're going to talk about it right now. One thing we've noticed is, are they meaner this season? Is this just us? Is this true?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot more this season. And there, I heard that they were, you know, adding, asking them to be more dramatic this time. And I'm good friends with Raven. I was like, why'd you do that? She's all, well, it makes good camera. And I noticed that the girls were getting thrown off that weren't throwing as much shade. So she amped it up.
Look at that.
Wow.
How would you have liked that if you were on the second season?
No, I wouldn't have liked it. Pandora said she just mind her own business and really wouldn't say much. But I wouldn't have liked it. I wouldn't have liked it. Like, I couldn't stand the one, her name is Squeaks. I call her Squeaks. You know who I'm talking about.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Because she's...
You can't trick Ken. He knows all the trivia.
I'm telling you.
You lost me. I've watched it. I don't know how I'm missing it, but... I'll watch again.
Now, we had...
around, you know, with a wedding dress.
Oh, yeah. Oh, trust me. Now, we had, Tammy, we had Jade on the show a few months back, and Jade said about you, Tammy Brown, that you, before, the challenges that you participated in before you were asked to sashay away, they didn't really give you the opportunity to shine and do what it is that you do so well. Is that something that you agree with?
Well, it was just a different style of music, and it was a little more difficult, and we didn't have enough time. So I guess you could say yes, because it didn't give me enough time to really work on it.
How much time did they give you to work on?
Probably less than 24 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy moly.
Yeah, well, we would come in, and yeah, less than 24 hours, because we would come in, and we would have to learn what we were given a certain challenge, then we were given the challenge, and you know what I mean, the pre-challenge they give you.
Yeah.
Then we were given the challenge, and then you were on to start working on things, but then you'd have to break for lunch, or you'd have to break for this, or, you know, we're not on camera, so whatever you're doing now, you're going to have to do again, and it's a ball of confusion.
Wow. Wow. Now, if you could design the challenge that Tammy Brown would unquestionably win, what would the challenge be?
Well, I would have just made it a lot more easier, and I would have had the girls to be more cooperative, like Bibi Sanahara Benye Renee Olay. I would have had her been more cooperative, and then also Akashna, you know? Those are my nicknames for them.
I love it. I love it. Now, what other challenges have you seen that you were like, oh, crud, I would have won that one?
Well, I think I could have eaten the brains and all that stuff. That wouldn't have been a problem for me.
No.
As long as it was warm.
It's a really high bar you're setting there, Tammy.
As long
for your
as it was warm,
I've been eating all over, you know, the all over the different. I'm not going to say worldly foods. I mean, I've been eating all kinds of worldly foods, so it doesn't really scare me. And as long as it's fried, I mean, we all eat McDonald's every now and then. So hey,
it's true. It's true.
What's the big deal? I have had alligator before, and I've had rattlesnake. So yum,
yum.
Alrighty,
oh, boy.
Bring it on. You know.
Yeah.
Pretend those balls are meatballs.
There you go.
Well, Tammy, that brings me to ask, how has your life changed since RuPaul's Drag Race?
Well, I got asked back to be on a new show with Logo, which I posted called Drag You, RuPaul's Drag You. And I've had fans all over the world because the show is in Europe, and the show has been in Australia, and the show, I have fans down in Buenos Aires. And it's allowed me to reach out and sell my product, popcorn and everything. And I want to do more and be better for the audience. You know what I mean? And really perform from my heart, because I was getting a little bored with everything. Because sometimes you put more expectations on yourself from the fame or whatever too. So sometimes you get lost in that, but you can't worry about that. You have to keep offering what you're doing special to the audience.
Sure. Are you doing any live performances now?
Oh, I'm doing lots of live performances, and I was doing them before the show, but now so I get to go out of state and stuff, out of, you know, like this week I'll be in Phoenix.
Awesome.
This weekend, two shows.
Well, we actually, and we talked about this with Angina a little bit, what are people missing, Tammy, if they don't have, there's so many communities that don't have drag in their community for so many different reasons. What are people missing if there's no drag element in their community?
What are people... They're probably missing fun. They're missing fun. And I think even certain drag communities are missing fun.
Oh, yeah?
You know, they're missing fun. You know, the element of fun or truly being yourself or being able to be yourself. I hope with this whole movement, too, we'll start seeing, you know, resurgence of straight people, too, that are doing drag, straight men.
Look at that. That would be great.
Being closet queens that are in there playing with themselves, you know, in grandma's closet or something, you know.
Well, now, what advice do you have to give to someone who's going to go into grandma's closet and do drag for the first time?
Well, I would say get out of there because those dresses are old.
There you go. I mean, now, I read on your website, so it has to be true, that you did not originally, when you first started out, you did not want to perform under a drag name, but the Corpus Christi pageant queens told you that you had to. Is there any truth in that?
That's the truth.
They made you?
Yeah, they were real forceful, and I was so naive and young, I didn't, you know that, like, out here there's Chad Michaels, but I knew RuPaul was actually RuPaul, so I knew that there was these people that had their own names. There's Charles Bush. I mean, look at him.
Yeah, oh, my gosh, yeah.
He doesn't go by character's name. So I knew, you know, I knew that there was this, but I was just kind of naive and scared, so I went with it, and it came out very organic for me. And so that's how it kind of just happened on, yeah, just very organic.
Oh, there you go. Look at that. Now you, Tammy, I have to imagine that someone's told you this a million times before, or tons of people have told you this. You just look like you're having fun. Are you having fun?
I am having fun. Well, that's the point. You got to have fun doing it. I mean, this is my job and my career, my dream. When I was young, I used to watch Tootsie all the time. So sometimes when I'm putting on my makeup, I sit there and think, or I look at the mirror and I'm making my dream come true, like Tootsie, you know?
It brings us to, every week we do a little segment called Learning Annex, where we ask our guests to give some advice to the up-and-comers out there. What for Learning Annex with Tammy Brown, what advice do you have to give to those up-and-comers, those folks who are trying to find their voice in drag or find their individuality, which you scream, I am an individual, which I respect so enormously. What advice do you have to give to those up-and-comers trying to find their own voice?
Well, just because you're doing drag doesn't mean that you have to be someone else. You can be your own character. Doesn't mean you have to, so you like Cher, or you look a little bit like Madonna, or you look a little bit like Marlene Dietrich. Doesn't mean you have to impersonate these people or do that. You know what I mean? You can do your own thing, and that's what people need to do. It's apply to themselves what they really take from life and apply that to their drag or what inspires them. You know, that's what they need to apply instead of converting themselves into something they're not sometimes, I think. And that's just a sort of a stereotype, too, that people have done with drag. And other queens have started impersonating, you know.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of young queens, they go, I look like so-and-so, so that's what I'm going to do. And it's like, you know, kind of sad sometimes, you know. They're not really being themselves. I mean, it's flattering that it keeps the entertainer's career alive and everything, but they're not really being themselves.
Right. Now, do you have, I would imagine you're getting emails from all over the world. Do you have youth writing to you and saying, Tammy Brown, we love seeing you?
I have young kids. I have 5-year-old fans and stuff.
Come on.
I'm serious. And then, like, Tiger Lily and all those songs, they like them and whatever. And a lot of my songs, I'm serious. I have that kind of stuff. In Texas, I had an incident where I had a problem with that. But I do have children fans, yes.
How exciting is that?
I think it's great. It's encouraging because I do like kids and I don't have a problem with kids, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, you're such
and kids do drag too. And when I was in San Francisco, this one lady was taking me on tour. She was, you know, driving me around and stuff and helping out behind the scenes with her friend Josh, who throws a party out there once a month. And she said that her little daughter was at a fair and she had put on the crown and everything in this junk bin of clothes that they had for the kids, and she came out and said, look, I'm a drag queen. So kids are catching on.
And Tammy Brown, you're inspiring the youth of America.
Yeah. Well, it's okay, because some of these people say, that's wrong, you're gonna go to hell, the kids
on. I can't imagine that you are getting any negative reactions.
Oh, some people, for sure. I've gotten it even from other drag queens. Or, you know, I've gotten it from people, you know. Oh, your drag is too wacky. You're really sick. You could be a beautiful queen, but you decide to do what you're doing. It's really disgusting, you know. I've gotten some letters like that, but I don't worry about them. I'm like, wow, you're not thinking outside of the box.
Yeah. I'm not happy. I don't want you getting those emails.
It happens. I mean, it's going to happen. You know, Joan Crawford would take the worst criticism and put them on her mirror so she could do better.
Okay, yeah. See? So it's inspiring you.
Yeah, I don't worry about it. I mean, I just mind my own business. I just learn to listen when people come up and give me advice or what they think. I just kind of listen to them and I don't say anything. I used to talk back to them or whatever, or, you know, give them a point of reference, but now I just listen.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I take a picture and smile or whatever they want, you know.
And let me tell you, who has a bigger smile than Tammy Brown?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, love it. Now, can we talk about popcorn a little bit?
Yes, please shoot.
The tasty, tasty snack?
No, this would be Tammy Brown's CD, which is...
In fact, a tasty snack.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It is. Put some butter on it.
Now, we are going to ask you, Tammy Brown, we're going to give you some songs that we've been playing all night, and we want you to tell our listening audience what these songs say about Tammy Brown.
Okay.
Okay. So the first song, now this seems like an obvious one, but what does the Tammy Brown Blues say about Tammy Brown?
Okay, the Tammy Brown Blues is a commentary, sort of a story, whatever is a social commentary. Tammy Brown Blues is about, like, the young men that they say, oh, you're only doing drag because you're ugly or because you want to be a girl or, you know, that kind of stereotypes that come along with drag. That's what the Tammy Brown Blues is about, you know. A lot of people say those ugly things, and I read other articles about some other famous drag queens, like Lip Sync and stuff, the way they've written and told stories, you know. So the Tammy Brown is just the Tammy Brown Blues is about, you know, really being yourself and being confident in your drag and who you are as a human being.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. All right.
And taking it back, you know what I mean? It's no, I'm not a sissy, or yes, I am a sissy, you know, and that's what I do. I do drag, you know, it's no big deal. Deal with it. Love me or leave me, you know?
Yeah.
We love you. What does whatever say about Tammy Brown?
Whatever it says about Tammy Brown is because I do pay attention to what's going on in the environment, and it's a social commentary. There's a war in the Middle East. I don't care. I live in America. I'll run up my credit card. Visa, Platinum, let's go, whatever, whatever. You know, and then what happened to big stars? Hollywood now, we don't pay attention to big stars, and it's more into, like, building stars up and knocking them down, of course. And, you know, there's the lack of glamour and everything. So that's what happened to Joan Crawford and Fred Astaire, things like that.
Yeah.
It's just a very much. And, you know, TJ is, I got these sort of lingos when I was here going to school here in Long Beach, California. They'd say, let's go to TJ. And we're like, what's TJ? Tijuana? And, you know, Tijuana. A lot of you might know about Tijuana from the news while the shooting is.
Bang, absolutely.
Bang, bang. Mafiosos in Mexico. And then the OC, of course, is Orange County.
Yeah.
Things like that. And then WeHo. WeHo is West Hollywood. So there's also, like, New York has two different, you know, parts, like Jersey.
Right.
And then the other part of the city. So, well, whatever works, you know, whatever. Whatever it may be, don't take it to heart.
And then the last one, which I have to tell you, I have watched this video so many times. I find this video to be hypnotic. What does the Ballad of Tiger Lily say about Tammy Brown?
Oh, the Ballad of Tiger Lily is was given to me by Rod Barroso and Stacey Lee Big, the chipper twangy of the ukulele. Her and I actually hired her for my band. And I said, oh, you play the ukulele? Well, you're hired. I wanted an accompanist. So, but he wrote Clem Happy for me, and he had written other songs. And he brought to me the shell of Tiger Lily, and we added in the feeling, like spreading sunshine everywhere and the mice and all that bit. But it was given to me, and it's kind of maybe like the Beatles have their, you know, marmalade and all that stuff in their songs, you know.
How fun was that video to make?
The video was really good, although it tore up some of my nylons.
Oh.
Oh.
But I love nylons. I collect nylons.
I don't have any. Becca, do you have nylons?
I don't think I have any.
Oh.
No.
Tammy, you have more nylons than Becca and I combined.
Well, I might have a pair of fishnets from, like, Halloween years ago somewhere, but...
They're fun.
I've never done it.
Tiger Lily was done actually where I do walk the children in nature with the Children's Nature Institute, which became sort of a catchphrase.
What?
People will actually come up to me and say, I don't see you walking children in nature. Or they'll say, I'll see you walking children in nature, and it's something I do.
It's something you do.
Mm-hmm, as a charity. But that's where I filmed the video at, is where I take some of the kids out for a walk.
Awesome.
So an organized charity, the Children's Nature Institute.
Where can we learn more about that?
Just go to Google Children's Nature Institute of California, and
all
it
right.
should pop up.
Okay.
Great.
Now, I got to be honest, and I wasn't even prepared to talk about this, but so I'm coming out to California in a few months, and I'll be doing the San Francisco to LA AIDS ride. And one of the days, and I did it last year, and one of the days of the AIDS ride is Red Dress Day. Mm-hmm. And I kind of didn't participate last year. I wore a really funny red t-shirt. And this year, my fellow roadies have said, no, you are wearing a red dress. You are wearing a red dress. Tammy Brown, I have never in my life worn a dress. And I'm oddly, you know, I'm as gay as gay comes and comfortable with my sexuality as comfortable gets. But for some reason, I have like this little bit of nervousness about wearing a dress for the first time. How can you get me over that?
I think is just put it on and wear it. Make sure it's not too long so it doesn't get tangled up in the pedals there or up in the bike chain.
I don't want to fall down. That's true.
That's right. So I'd get a short one and, you know, a comfortable short dress and make sure to wear some nice little biker shorts under there, too, that are red so it matches real nice.
And just wear it with pride.
Yeah, wear it with pride. I mean, of course you feel nervous. I've always felt nervous wearing things that were brand new or kind of odd or really out of the box when I was in high school, and I would do it and shake sometimes all the way up to, you know, the door going inside, you know, the wherever I was at the school.
Yeah.
But to the assembly. But hey, I did it. You know, you got to do it.
You got to do it. You got to do
just
it.
Just don't wear heels your first time out.
No, I'm not going to. I don't think
don't
I'm doing
do
heels. I'm not doing heels. Now, Tammy Brown, what's coming up for you?
What's coming up? Well, I'm going to be on the new show, RuPaul's Drag You.
What? Tell us about that. I haven't even heard about
this.
Yeah,
what is such a show?
I posted it on my Facebook. I guess it's, I know they started posting stuff, so anyways. It's a new show that's coming out on Logo, and it'll be this July, and there's already the promotional reels have already come out, and it's a concept where we're going to do makeovers on women and turn them into drag queens and encourage them, you know?
That's
Raven's
fantastic.
Part of it. Pandora's part of it, Jujubee, and Jujubee's a huge fan of mine. Chanel's actually on it as well, on Gina, and then you got Nina Flowers.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And where can folks learn more about you and all the cool stuff you're doing?
Well, you can go to tammybrown.net. That's my website.
And that's Tammy with an I-E, folks. Don't get that wrong.
That's right. Tammy Brown with an I-E. .net.
Awesome.
And then you can, or you can Google me. And then also have Facebook. My Facebook, I'm always uploading and up-to-dating what's going on a daily basis as to where shows are and what cities I'm in. And that's pretty much. And then we're working on the new video for Clam Happy, which should be out this summer. I have been working on many new songs for my next album titled Hot Skunks.
Nice.
We're going to have different songs on there, dance songs, more dance songs, and Rain or Shine. We're working on one called Love Piñata. And then there's also one, Butterflies, Bubbles, and the Boys That Surround Themselves with Me.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's a great one. And then, you know, so many other ones that I've been working on, too. So
I'm ready to that's pre-order. Great. Let's pre-order.
Oh, we can't yet.
All right. Well, in the interim, folks can stroll on over to iTunes and purchase popcorn.
That's right, popcorn. And there's so many good songs on like Clam Happy and the Mashed Potato Squash, which I think some people don't get what the Mashed Potato Squash is sometimes, but it's actually a dance that was made up. And it's a lot of fun, and I do it in my live concerts as well.
Oh, I want to see a live Tammy Brown concert.
Hopefully I'll
go to Phoenix.
New York.
Well, New York would be good, or let's go. I say we go to Phoenix.
You going to come out this weekend?
I would. All right, Becca, let's go. Okay, she's looking at me funny. I guess we're not going to Phoenix this weekend.
I got to go to a college fair.
Now, Tammy Brown, as I said in your intro, I have to tell you, I am a huge Tammy Brown fan. I just think that you scream individuality, and you do it in a way that's both fun and tells people, find your voice, be an individual, this is supposed to be fun, you can be classy and playful, but just be you above all else, and I just find it to be so incredibly inspiring. It's a thrill to have you on the show.
Thank you.
You're going to keep doing what you're doing?
Oh, of course, I'm not going to stop until I get 3 number one hits on the Billboard pop chart. And be in the Rolling Stone and even be on the cover of the Rolling Stone, not even like to be on the cover of People's Magazine.
Oh, my
gosh. Also, I'm going to move back to my hometown of Rockport, Fulton, Texas, and have a wonderful place where I can entertain, a lounge, and wonderful food for everybody to come and eat.
Well, you are going to, that's amazing. You're going to be on the cover of This Show Is So Gay. So, well, we promise you that.
Well, thank you, Tootsie Pops.
Tammy Brown, an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Folks, go on over to tammybrown.net and check out all the cool things that she is doing. We love you, Tammy.
All right. Keep on rocking.
Thanks, Tammy. All the best.
Bye.
Bye.
Tiger Lily, she loved to roam. Tiger Lily, you can't call her on the phone. It's plain to see, she's a lot like you and a bit like me. Tiger Lily was born one dewy morn underneath an old oak tree down by the lily grove. That's how she got her name. She was a cat you just couldn't tame. Tiger Lily, she loved to roam. You can't call her on no phone. It's plain to see, she's a lot like you and a bit like me. Tiger Lily, she's out there in the cold. I shiver, but I know she's so bold. She's with another family by the fireplace, drinking hot cocoa, dreaming dreams of outer space. Tiger Lily, she made friends with all the mice, baking cookies here and there, spreading sunshine everywhere. Tiger Lily, she loved to roam. I couldn't call her on the phone. I close my eyes and I see her there, fuzzy, fuzzy hair everywhere. Tiger Lily, she's very nice. She made friends with all the mice. Plain to see, she's a lot like you and a lot like me. Tiger Lily, she loved to roam. You can't call her on a phone. Tiger Lily, oh Tiger Lily.
Love that. That's Tiger Lily. It's the Ballad of Tiger Lily by tonight's guest, Tammy Brown. Such an individual.
Indeed.
Such an individual. Love that. Tons and tons more news to talk to you guys about. So this is a huge, huge week, huge month, really, to watch the Supreme Court. There are two cases going through right now that you're going to want to keep your eyes on, folks, because they represent some potentially huge LGBT decisions.
So what's going on?
Well, I'm happy you asked. In the first case, Christian Legal Society versus Martinez, which was heard this past Monday. The Supreme Court justices are considering, the case is all about the rights of a Christian student group who barred gay members from leadership positions. The Hastings College of Law in San Francisco, a public school in the University of California system, withdrew recognition for that group because of their discriminatory practices. So this was a group that they just would not, they said in their little constitution and bylaws of the student group that they would not let gay students hold leadership positions.
Right.
So now that's that lawsuit. And then the other lawsuit is going to be heard next Wednesday, a week from today, and that's Doe versus Reed. And it poses the question of whether Washington State's open records law violates the free speech rights of people who sign ballot petitions by requiring their names to be made public. So the people, some of the opponents are saying that they fear retaliation and harassment from advocates of same-sex marriage. So they're donating to these causes to
so
shut
down.
So
they're afraid, like the Prop 8 folks.
Right.
They will be exposed.
That they will be exposed. And so the question is, which trumps which? The right of free speech or the open disclosure law that publishes all these names. These are so
well,
these are two.
We don't have a right to free anonymous speech.
Well, then, I think this is what this. You should be on the Supreme Court. Ooh, and they're looking for someone.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. No.
No, I actually read all these articles how they're looking for someone who hasn't been a judge, and they're looking for out-of-the-box nominees.
Well, I would be out-of-the-box.
You would be such an out-of-the-box nominee for the Supreme Court.
I'm really sure. I don't want to go through that process. No.
No. Oh, do you, really? You could be vetted. You don't have any demons that would bar you from... Do you have anything? You don't have to tell the listening audience what. But do you have some sort of past that would bar you from being a Supreme Court?
My mysterious past?
Yeah. Do you have something that it would come out and you're like, oh, crud, I can't be a Supreme Court judge? Because they found out that...
I do have a history of extremism.
Do you?
I do.
It's such a resume builder.
It really
such
is.
A resume builder.
It's good for radio.
It's good for radio. Hey, you know what else is good?
What?
All the things. It's a weak transition. All the good things that are happening in the Lutheran Church.
Well, that was a weak transition.
I know. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America voted without dissent to abolish all anti-gay policies. That's effective immediately. And this is a quote from the Reverend Dr. Cindy Love. I swear to you, that's her name. That's not like something.
I know.
Does it
really
sound
is.
Like a drag name or
it,
something
it kind
like
of
that?
Does, yeah. So,
no, Cindy Love. This is a quote from Dr. Cindy Love. Reverend Dr. Cindy Love. Quote, after 25 years of deliberation, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America Church Council has abolished its anti-gay policies effective immediately following from discussions at their assembly last summer. They will now allow people in same-sex relationships to serve as rostered leaders. LGBT and queer human beings are no longer considered abominations. So, woohoo! No
yeah,
longer
I love how they say, after 25 years of deliberation.
But
it's instant, you know?
We're no longer. Yesterday, abomination. Today,
no! Okay!
But blessed church members with full standing. Oh, sorry. That's not what. So yesterday, abomination. Today, blessed church members with full standing. Same-sex partners and families can now fully participate in their pension plan, too. Yesterday, abomination. Today,
pension!
Best of all, and this is still in the quote, they are reinstating people who were removed from ministry positions because they were truthful and came out of the closet, as well as those who conducted holy unions for non-heterosexual couples. So yesterday, they lost all their reputation and they got kicked out. Today, pension!
Yay!
Yay! So props to the Lutheran Church. We do not mean to make light of this. I'm sure
no,
this is
it's
very
great.
Happy news.
I'm just, you know, it's just a shame
a
because I'm
time.
Sure. Yes. But 25 years is a long time to think about a decision.
And to that, we say whatever. And here to sing whatever, Tammy Brown. Enjoy.
Everybody thinks of somebody, don't they know they are somebody? Whatever, whatever, whatever. Hey, I'm in the VIP, no waiting in lines for me. Whatever, 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 whatever. Whatever, whatever, whatever it may be. 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 Don't you know that the back of the line is the best place for networking? You never know who you're gonna see. Whatever, dropping names, places, and things on my cell phone, riding in my SUV. Whatever, whatever.
Whatever, whatever, whatever it may be. Whatever, whatever it may be. Whatever, whatever, whatever it may be. Whatever, whatever it may be.
WeHo and Sunset, that is the lingo. Whatever, hey, hey. Whatever happened to Hollywoodland?
Whatever,
whatever, whatever it may be. My knockoff Gucci bag, it's almost real. Whatever, whatever,
whatever, whatever, whatever it may be. Whatever, whatever it may be.
Whatever. Oh, hey, who is that? Let's get in our Escalade and drive to the OC. Nelly Boy, South Coast Plaza, Fashion Island, whatever, whatever.
Whatever, whatever, whatever it may be. Whatever, whatever it may be. Whatever, whatever, whatever it may be. Whatever it may be.
Boob jobs, liposuction, whatever, whatever, whatever. I love my Prada shoes, whatever. Let's go to TJ, have a margarita, throw back some tequila, whatever. TJ is the lingo.
Whatever, whatever, whatever it may be. Whatever, whatever it may be. Whatever, whatever it may be. Whatever, whatever it may be.
Whatever happened to big stars like Joan Crawford, Fred Astaire, Lana Turner, whatever, whatever. 15 minutes of fame Andy Warhol did claim. Whatever, 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 whatever.
Whatever, whatever, whatever it may be. Whatever, whatever it may be. Whatever, whatever, whatever it may be. Whatever, whatever it may be.
There's a war in the Middle East. There's a war in the Middle East. I don't care, I live in America. I'll run up my credit card. Visa, platinum, let's go. Whatever, whatever, whatever it may be. Whatever, whatever,
whatever, whatever, whatever it may be. Whatever, whatever it may be. Whatever, whatever, whatever it may be. Whatever, whatever it may be.
Whatever it may be. What happened to Hollywood Land? It used to be the place. Sunset and Runaway, I'm in the VIP. Whatever, whatever. Names, places, and things. You don't need to see my ID. Whatever, whatever, whatever it may be.
That is Tammy Brown, RuPaul's Drag Race, and tons of other fame, singing Whatever off of her EP Popcorn. Love it.
Love it.
More news, more news. So this is more college. I have some college news. It's kind of an interesting story that I had a reaction to, but it's been a really long day, so I don't really remember my reaction. But the Yale Daily News, so this is what happened at Yale. So they have they're doing their Pride Month, and they invited, as part of their Pride Month, one of the groups had invited Brent Corrigan. Do you know Brent Corrigan?
I do now.
You didn't before?
I did not.
Yeah, so for those that don't know, I am sweet and innocent and pure, so I did not know who Brent Corrigan is, but apparently he is a porn star, and porn apparently is short for pornography, in which
it's
various...
It's naughty movies.
Yes, in which various
photos.
Sexual acts are depicted on screen with protection. So they had invited Brent Corrigan, and then... It seemed like they backed out of inviting him, and they said it was because of money. And then today they issued a correction and said, no, it wasn't because of money. But they didn't really say why. Oh, so Brent took to his blog and said that they canceled his scheduled appearance because they didn't find him, quote, appropriate, which is kind of, I don't know. There was an article on the front page of the of advocate.com, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, from some huge porn star who I, you know, didn't know and owns a porn company, and he was saying that he is like the bastard offspring of the gay community. That he's he gives all this money to I wish, I'm sorry that I can't remember who it was, but he gives all this money to various causes, and he's always sitting at these political events side by side, but when it comes to having their picture taken with him or having their name associated with his, even though he's totally supportive and quite frankly, so many different parts of the country, their only access to the LGBT scene is through his movies. This was part of his comments, which is absolutely true.
Or the internet.
Or the internet.
Which is this new thing.
I've heard of it.
Where you could actually connect to thisshowissogay.com.
You could. You could stroll
or
on over
there. Or become
our
friend on Facebook.
Or you could become our friend on Facebook. But getting back to the story.
Right. Focusing.
So he was saying that even though he gives all this money and he's so supportive, that it's the porn industry, so that's disgusting, and they don't want their name associated. So, I mean,
I love this about America, by the way.
What's that?
Well, everyone's like anti-porn, right? Everyone's like about decency. But then we have record numbers of porn sales, porn shops. Yeah. You know, the internet is half porn. So who are these people? I think it's funny because it's just hypocritical that we're always talking about decency and, you know, no one is watching it, apparently.
I invited him on the show, not Brent Corrigan. I couldn't figure out his
email.
A
lot of bachelorette parties, I guess.
A ton.
A lot.
But I invited that whoever I was talking about on advocate.com, and someone will send us an email at theshowissogay@aol.com, as they do every week, and tell me, Ken, this is who you were talking about, and you got it wrong. So send me that email, and I'll correct it next week. But I invited him on the show. But I didn't hear back from him because I thought it was just a really salient point of just hearing that he's so supportive. But when it comes to putting their name next to him, oh no, that's just different money.
They get
that's
icked
different
out.
Different money. In other college news, the former president of Duke University's College Republican Club is alleging, did you see this one? That
no.
He was ousted last week because he's gay. But the official impeachment article, it made no mention of his sexuality. So his name is Justin Robinette. He's a Duke junior who was just reelected for a second term in March to their college Republican club. And he said that revelations about his sexual orientation led to discrimination and harassment of him and his executive board. He said, quote, comments were made directly to me and my executive board before and after the meeting concerning my sexual orientation, calling me a supporter of the faggot center, calling me ironic, calling me disgusting. But the members of the Republican Club do not agree with those accusations. They were saying that his conduct was very unbefitting of our leadership.
Ooh.
Which could be interpreted as that he was gay.
Yeah, because that's just unbefitting and
yes,
whatnot. Hey, speaking of Republicans, who
yes,
is the Republican
Republicans
who they're calling him out? The Tea Party people were calling out their paramour mm-hmm. named Beau Breedlove, which was the best paramour name ever.
Oh, I didn't
ever.
Even see that.
Beau Breedlove. That's awesome.
I think
everyone should have one.
Someone was talking about the Tea Party. This might have even been on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me or something like that. And they were being asked, well, what should we do? Oh, no. I think
we love them. They're going to split the vote.
How wrong did I get this? Not on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. I think it was actually on Meet the Press. Where in their little, so close.
They're so similar,
wrong.
Ken.
Where one of the panelists, they were asked about the Tea Party, and one of the panelists said, yeah, we need to not be taking this number of people so seriously that I could put out there on Facebook, get together in Washington, you who support puppies, and get more people than are showing up for the Tea Party. So I thought that was kind of
because
funny.
Everyone loves puppies.
Everyone does love puppies. In more serious news... More serious
than puppies.
Than puppies. This is a new study. So the study says that sexual minorities, GLBT folks, are more likely to have experienced violent events, in particular in childhood, and more likely to have post-traumatic stress disorder. This is a new Harvard study. This research appears in the April 15th issue of the American Journal of Public Health. According to the study, 45% of sexual minority women and 28% of sexual minority men experience violence in childhood. In comparison, 21% of women and 20% of men who don't identify as sexual minorities experience abuse or violence as children. The researchers tied the higher rates of violence to the higher rates of PTSD. And this was the quote from the study's author, Kirsten Conan. Quote, our study documents that profound sexual orientation disparities exist in exposure to violence and other traumatic events beginning in childhood. Something about our society puts individuals with minority sexual orientation at high risk for victimization. No freaking kidding.
That wasn't, really?
That wasn't part of the quote. This is a major public health problem that needs to be addressed. And one of the cool parts about this, and we've talked about this before on the show, if you're out there doing research, it's so, so important that you include opportunities when you're asking your respondents their demographics to disclose, give them the opportunity to disclose their sexual orientation. Don't make it something that kicks them out of the survey if they don't answer the question, but give them the opportunity to disclose their sexual orientation so that you can correlate your research results to sexual orientation so that there's more information out there. I'm constantly frustrated by some of the surveys that the various, in particular the AlcoholNet, the big AlcoholNet, the drug survey mm-hmm. that all the colleges use, which is the core survey. I'm calling out you, core survey. The core survey doesn't ask about sexual orientation, and so it's impossible to draw any conclusions. And there was one study back in the 90s about higher rates of alcohol and other drug use for gay students, but you can't even figure it out anymore because they don't ask these questions. So if you're out there doing research, so important that you ask about sexual orientation.
Though I keep hearing college students talking about how they don't take it seriously and they just make things up. And
on surveys?
Yeah. But on the core alcohol and drug surveys.
That was always my concern, but I was always told by them that even if 2% of folks made up their answers, that it still wouldn't affect things that much. There was a bunch of arrests at the White House, wasn't there? Don't ask, don't tell arrests. So that happened.
They're like, look over here. We're thinking about sort of giving you a right, but don't look right in don't front look, of you.
Yes. Yeah, I got to say, and the story I think that came out today is that one of the
White
House officials.
Maybe it's getting pushed to
2011.
Blah, blah. Can we play whatever again? Is that an option?
It's like the This Show Is So Gay motto. No, the This Show Is So Gay motto is go out and do something. We want them to go out and do something.
Yes.
Rawr.
Rawr.
We have Ari Gold coming up on...
Can you growl again? That was kind
rawr.
Of...
I can growl on command. Nice. We have Ari Gold, who's just one of the greatest independent singer-songwriters out there. He is going to be on the show next week. We have other guests that I can't even tell you about yet, but we're
top secret.
Top secret. We're going to be posting them. Apparently, one of the other big stories, I should say this, on May, did you see this? On May 5th.
Someone.
We
don't know who.
Is coming out.
I mean, probably more than one person. In fact.
Yeah, probably more than one person, but one celebrity is coming out.
Do you think Cinco de Mayo is a hint?
Look how you just did that. I don't know. But apparently there's Howard Bragman, who's got this PR firm. His publicity machine has set up the talk show circuit for a mysterious big coming out.
Isn't it sad that we still have these big mysterious coming out?
Oh, yeah.
You know, but it is kind of fun. It's like being gay is like this secret superpower thing.
Say.
You know, like Clark Kent Superman.
Yeah.
Clark Kent Superman.
But I've never seen one of these stories. I was so piqued by this because someone's coming out on May 5th. When has there ever been a story? Someone's coming out, but we don't even know who it is. There's been, okay, this person's going to make an announcement. And let's speculate that they're going to come out. But not mystery person's going to come out. So did you read who they speculated it might be?
Yeah, there were a bunch of people who I didn't really know.
No, they said it might be Anderson Cooper. You know Anderson
Cooper.
Yes, I
do know Anderson Cooper.
And they said it could be Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
Or they said it could be Ricky Martin.
But this is just speculation. Oh, wait, no, not him. I don't know. I'm saying...
May 4th, abomination. May 5th, pension and coming out. It's going to be our new tagline. I love that.
Abomination.
Yesterday,
we
abomination.
Need to include abomination into our... tagline.
It'll be in there somewhere. So if you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email. And I gotta say, the emails that have come in after a lot of emails have been coming in after we had Amy Ray from the Indigo Girls on a few weeks back. So I've written back to every single person, almost every single person. There's a couple I still need to respond. We love getting your emails. We love them. We're so appreciative. Some folks shared just some amazing stories, and It's very humbling. It's a huge honor to have you write to us and share your stories with us and tell us what's going on with you.
It's, you make us cry, and yes, then we write back.
There was one that I was so touched by. I got to forward you that one. It was amazing. It was amazing. So thank you, mystery person. It was humbling, and we wish you all the best. You are
absolutely
living with integrity, and it's very clear. So you can send us an email at thisshowisogay@aol.com. You can stroll through our website at thisshowisogay.com and listen to past podcasts. Go all the way back. Go listen to Diana Nyad.
Or Ari Shapiro.
Go listen to Ari Shapiro.
I miss Ari. We should have him on again.
I know. Go listen to Ari Shapiro. Go
I like how I say that like I talk
Sean
to him all the
Hollenbach.
Time.
Go listen to Evan Wolfson. We've had amazing people on the
we
show.
Have.
So go back. Paul Case. We love Paul Case. Ann Nezipor. We got to get Ann Nezipor back on
yeah.
the show.
Yeah.
Got to get her back on the show.
Yeah.
So listen to past shows. It's fun to do if you're traveling this summer. Say you're going to, I don't know, Uganda. You can load up all of these old podcast of This Show Is So Gay and relive our greatest moments.
Absolutely.
And then the last thing you can do is stroll on over to the Facer book, type in This Show Is So Gay. You'll come up with our group. You'll join the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other This Show Is So Gay fans. And that's pretty much it. So we leave you with that. Big, big thank you to Tammy Brown calling into our show. We're going to play one more Tammy Brown song as we get on the heck out of here. So get out there, folks. You're not an abomination. Go get your pension. And remember, above all else, why be gay when you can be so gay? I'm gonna go get some more.